Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 8th of December. China's trade surplus broke through $1 trillion in the first 11 months of this year. Of course, breaking a specific number has no economic relevance, though it might resonate politically. The trend of an increasing surplus is significant. It helps China's economy to meet its official growth targets for this year because the domestic economy has been a little lackluster. It signals that the US administration's attempts to exert economic firepower through trade may not be working that well, because although exports directly to the United States are falling, this doesn't seem to be doing that much damage to China. How is it that despite a chaotic year in global trade policy, China's surplus keeps rising? There are five obvious factors. One, everyone else other than the United States is playing very nicely, and trade outside the United States has continued more or less as normal. Two, the US is not as important economically as is sometimes presented. Three, some of China's exports unquestionably have been rerouted, avoiding some or possibly all of the US tariffs imposed. Four, in some cases, there are no substitutes for China's products. And five, consumers outside of the United States have faced fewer headwinds, and with reasonably good real income growth and job security, non-US consumers have continued to increase their spending. While that may have been skewed towards fun rather than goods, there is still some spending on goods. The German October industrial production data was stronger than expected, although expected refers to the expectations of a relatively limited number of economists, and there was quite a wide range of forecasts. The previous month's data was revised a little lower, which is not that normal with German revisions, but the revisions did not outweigh the positive surprise. There has been quite a lot of volatility in the data this year, but the trend is unambiguously a positive one. It's worth noting that manufacturing business sentiment data has been flatlining and generally pointing to a contraction of economic output since March of this year, while the reality is a continuously improving and moving into expansion set of numbers. The German economy is a case of watching what companies do, not what they say. There's a fair amount of central bank speak swirling around the markets, although obviously none of this is coming from the Fed, whose members are crouching behind their customary veil of silence in anticipation of Wednesday's meeting. That's a bit of a shame, as it's really only the US Federal Reserve that's providing any drama these days. There are a couple of Bank of England speakers, and the Bank of England is expected to ease rates, albeit with a divided committee, so some drama could be obtained there. It's hard to get worked up about the prospect of ECB speakers, however. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.